The area that surrounds you is where most of the science departments at Oxford are located. An undergraduate degree in one of the sciences at Oxford will provide you with the opportunity to study at the cutting edge of your subject, and, in many cases, gain first-hand experience in fundamental research areas with academics who are leaders in their field. Some examples of famous scientists who studied at Oxford are Robert Boyle, Robert Hooke, and Stephen Hawking. Robert Boyle, who formulated Boyle's Law, lived in Oxford for a number of years, and it was here where he and Robert Hooke devised the Machina Boyleana, which led to experiments in the properties of air. Robert Hooke is also known for his law of elasticity, Hooke's Law. It was Hooke who coined the term cell to describe the basic unit of life, and he is celebrated for his work as the father of microscopy. Stephen Hawking was born in Oxford and, before moving on to Cambridge, studied physics at University College, gaining his degree in 1962. As you've already heard on this tour, the tutorial system lies at the heart of undergraduate teaching, alongside lectures and classes. But of course, you will also spend part of your time in the lab as well. Practical classes can occupy anything from a day up to about a third of your week. This can include lab-based work, as well as computer-based work, such as manipulation of databases and molecular structures. The university has over £2 billion worth of science equipment, and ensures that students have plenty of opportunity to make use of it, which means you will gain the experimental skills and confidence to apply science in the real world. It means that you get to do the practical work yourself, which is a rewarding experience that often brings the theoretical work you cover in tutorials and lectures to life. It's also useful for thinking about areas of independent research that you may wish to study in depth later in your degree. Many of the undergraduate science degrees at Oxford are 4 years long and lead to a master's qualification. Within the biochemistry degree, for example, you have the opportunity to spend 12 weeks full-time in a research lab, where you will be a member of a team conducting experiments and learning how to present results to other workers in the field. This experience is much valued by employers and may even trigger an interest in a research career that you didn't know existed. If you want to know more about the kind of work that may be going on around you in the state-of-the-art laboratories in these buildings, you can always check the science blog on the Oxford University web pages to find out more about all sorts of scientific discoveries. To give you a taster, the Department of Zoology has been researching how elephants and other animals might be changing their foraging habits in response to changing climate and environmental conditions. And the Organic Chemistry Laboratory is at the leading edge of research, with its work on the mechanisms of organic and enzymatic reactions, and the synthesis of new compounds. Many of these compounds have important applications in fields such as pharmaceuticals, and materials with novel optoelectronic properties. Science degrees at Oxford range from subjects you may be familiar with at school or college, such as physics and biology, through to those you may know less about, such as human sciences and material sciences. Each individual science will focus solely on the science discipline you have chosen, but in some cases, towards the final year of your course, it is possible to develop an appreciation across a wider field, often crossing boundaries with other subjects. If you're studying physiological sciences, for example, you may be able to choose a supplementary subject, such as the history and philosophy of science. Each subject at Oxford has its own prospectus, so if you want to find out more about the different science degrees offered, you can pick one up from the Admissions Information Centre or order one online.